brought to you by Penguin.
Anything You Do Say by Gillian McAllister, read by Katie Clarkson Hill. 1. It starts with a selfie. He's a random. We're not even sure of his name. We're always meeting them whenever we go out. Laura says it's because I look friendly. I think it's because I'm always daydreaming, making up lives for people as I stare at them, and they think I'm inviting them over to chat. In the frame of his phone screen, camera facing forwards, to us, his teeth are white and slightly crooked, his nose hooked. Laura leans over to press the button on her phone. Her long, slender arm is captured at the edge of the display. It's covered in bangles and bits of thread and a homemade bracelet. She's a hippie at heart. She takes the photo, and now we're frozen on his screen. I wonder if he'll keep it, that photograph of us that now belongs to him. "No filter," he says to us. "What?" Laura says. She doesn't use Instagram. She feels no need to check into places or share her moments with anybody. She's nowhere on the internet, and I'm sure her life is better for it. We break apart from our tableau at the bar, but he stays standing next to me. He rocks up and down on the balls of his feet. He's in all black except his red trainers. I turn to Laura. She's had her hair cut. Is a pixie again. Messed up, the fringe sitting in her eyes. She looks androgynous, slightly goofy. I could never pull off that haircut. People would mistake me for a child. She never wears any makeup, doesn't need to, with straight white teeth, naturally peach cheeks and dark lashes. Her eyes crinkle at the corners, even when she's not smiling. What she wants more than anything is to be an artist. She creates hyperreal paintings that look like photographs, and she doesn't want to live a life like other people's. She's obsessed with it. She'll sometimes say things like, "What's the correlation between wearing a suit and doing a good job?" Or, "Why do you need a house in the suburbs and a mortgage like everyone else?" I would never say such things. "Great shoes," she says just now, dipping her head down underneath the bar. "They're new. Cream silk with ribbons that tie at the ankles. Laura favours flats, the sides of her feet dry and hard from never wearing any shoes at home. They live on a barge, Laura and Jonty. They moor it wherever they like. I sometimes want to do the same. Bored of our tiny basement flat, but Ruben tells me I'd hate it. I'm a fantasist." "Thanks," I say. "I bought them on a credit card at almost midnight the other night." I'd forgotten until he had arrived, experiencing a familiar sense of wonderment and then recognition as I tore into the parcel. "Are they Ruben approved?" Laura says. Ruben is one of the only people she consistently misreads. She converts his shyness into something else. Disapproval, maybe. She may be right. He had raised his eyebrows as I unpacked the shoes, but said nothing. I shrug now. "What's his is ours?" I say, though I'm embarrassed by the notion. Ruben works far harder than I do. Everybody does. Laura's bony shoulders are out, even though it's December. Her top is simple. A plain white vest that's too big for her. It's the kind of material that doesn't need pressing. I don't iron anything. If I ever try to, our iron deposits a brown, sticky substance everywhere. And so I've given up. In my head, I call it my Joanna-ness. Situations in which I fail where most others succeed. "Looks like you've got a friend for life," she says. I turn. The man is still standing next to me. I can feel the entire length of his leg against mine as he shifts his weight, trying to get the bartender's attention.
"Two more for these ladies," he says.
We say yes to the drinks, and maybe we shouldn't. We're becoming giggly. They arrive, placed on black napkins which dampen with condensation from the glasses. Laura sidles slowly away along the bar. I follow, but so does he. "Your work or mine?" Laura says, her head bent towards me so that he can't hear. This is how our long chats begin. We once joked we should have an agenda, and now we kind of do. Work, relationships, family.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?